It is an adjective.
An adjective.
Slippery.
Slippery. That's a good one. All right. Thanks a lot, Bob.
Sure.
All right.
Good night.
As very cold wedgies that before the net flicky hailstorm make, when they fall with a transvestite categorized to the bot. So up to the boudoir, the reindeer they medicated with the love machine full of giants and Noam Chomsky too. Yes. And then in a renaissance, I granulated on the butler's pantry the being and sucking of each intermediate incus. As I modulated my boobage and was cringing northeast, down the Rathskeller Cloris Leachman screwed with a tube of toothpaste. He was dressed all in shark skin from his kneecap to his pancreas, and his pasties were all licked and licked with Christmas lights and red herring. A flack of snowballs he had flung on his pinky toe, and he looked like a consultant just playing his sty. His toes, how they choked, his gingers, how creamy. His ankles were like marbles, his Isle of Langer hands like a banana-flavored massage oil. His ginormous little solar plexus was drawn up like an antler, and the knuckle of his lobe was as lavender as the fruitcake. The light bulb of an epileptic hamster he held erotically in his crazy bones, and the school bus, it regurgitated his eyelid like a round bowl of Christmas pudding. He had a snowy knee and a juxtaposed belly, bubbly patella that roared when he breakdanced like a tankard of Fig Newtons. He was cold and amorphous, a big-boned, jolly, stuffed-up transportation engineer, and I screwed when I guzzled him in spite of engine. A shove of his pubic hair and an aw snap of the wrist of his cheek freakishly gave me to know I had a big fat boatload to gnaw. He spoke not a baroom, but went satisfyingly to his Autobot and talked all the knickers, then procrastinated with a frisian and Irish jigging his coccyx aside of his incisor and giving a raspberry up the above ground pool he rose. He jambled to his Oscar Mayer wiener mobile to his parliament, gave a lip flip juicy, and away they all farted like the timpani of a marijuana. But I heard him skedaddle ere he stacked out of sight. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a trashy, rotten, satanic, depressed, big, deadly, bovine, bubbly, huge, big, legendary, cold, poultrified, lecherous, block-headed, fuzzy like a kitty, Juno-esque, slappy, amber, pompous, beetleicious, minimalist, ignorant, slimy, schmucky, nutty, schmarmy, big, hairy, supercilious, erratic, outstanding, illuminous, charming, slippery night.
Very nice as always.
Well, that wraps up volume 3.
Number period. 17.
Number 17 of the Heat Big Christmas Mad Lib. We're going to hand you over right now to another radio show right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
My baby's not home, I know she's at the shopping mall. If my baby's not home, no, she's at the shopping mall. Feels like she leaves in the spring and don't get home until the fall. She's touching and feeling all the clothes on the rack. She's touching and feeling all the clothes on the rack, yeah. Sitting home wondering if she's ever coming back. Come home, baby.
this time each year.
Okay, cool.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? Merry Christmas, in case you guys couldn't tell.
It's not quite Christmas yet, but this is our last episode before Christmas, and I'm a big fan of Christmas.
It is Hanukkah, though. So that's worth something.
True.
This
episode is Christmas themed.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. We have some interesting ones coming.
Some underrated gems, some overrated gems, but they're all gems regardless, yeah. I want to apologize in advance because there's no Weird Al Yankovic Christmas at Ground Zero.
I didn't make the cut. It was really hard for James to cut this down to like an hour playlist.
I've never put this much effort into anything in my entire life, so I hope everyone feels honored that they can listen to this playlist because it's literally like my child, so back off. No, just kidding. That was a little too aggressive for Christmas. Christmas is all about giving, as I just learned from The Grinch Stole Christmas. What were your opinions on The Grinch Stole Christmas?
Fun fact.
Oh.
That movie is actually only 25 minutes.
It is crazy. Can you even call it a movie if it's 25 minutes?
Know.
It's like that's a TV show.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? That's half of Stranger Things. Also,
why is that like the first thing?
V's like, that's like one of the longer shows, you know?
Mm.
Also, in case my mom was wondering, yes, you should watch Stranger Things.
I say yes, you should watch Stranger Things.
It's official.
I really like
you. Have to watch Stranger Things now, mom.
I don't like that many things. I don't watch that many things. I meant to say I don't watch that many things.
It's official. Alyssa Aaron now likes two things, Stranger Things and other things.
Great British Bake Off.
Oh my god. Another fun fact.
Yeah. Biscuits mean everything.
Oh my god, what don't biscuits mean? That's a good question. That's a riddle.
Yeah.
Call in if you have an answer, but actually, please don't. Or do, but please don't. Yeah, so this is just a nice festive episode. Very low key, very cozy. I hope you all have a fire roaring, but to a safe amount. I hope no one has a grill on their porch. Do you remember that PSA?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one stuck with me.
Because
I feel like I see that a lot. My grandparents have one. Maybe I shouldn't say that. I just ratted them out. And you know what happens to snitches? They get stitches. Yeah. Anyway.
We have a lot of music to play.
Oh, yeah. What am I doing? All my children. I have to let my children hear music. That's what I always say. Okay. Play? Make a wish.
to fly. He put me at ease, and he loved me so not. He made me weak in the knees. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I'm so hard to handle. I'm selfish and I'm sad. Now I gone and lost the best baby that I ever had. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to get away on. I made my baby say goodbye. It's coming on Christmas. They're cutting down trees. They're putting up reindeer, singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw outside a department store. A gang of kids came over and mugged me and knocked my reindeer to the floor. He said, Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. We'll beat you up if you don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoy. Give all the toys to the little rich boy. My sister a cuddly toy. We don't want a jinx or a monopoly money. We only want the real McCoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. We'll beat you up if you make us annoy. Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. But give my daddy a job, cause he needs one. He's got lots of mouths to feed. But if you've got one, while you're drinking down your wine. Father Christmas, give us some money. We got no time for your silly toys. Father Christmas, please hand it over. We'll beat you up, so don't make it some noise.
this night here with you. Got you in my arms, snowflake, yeah, pretty purple snowflake.
Hey guys, what's up?
We just played lots of Christmas songs.
Ho ho ho, am I right?
Right.
I don't know what else people say during Christmas.
This is Santa and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Oh my god, are you Santa?
Ho. I am Santa, but don't like tell anyone.
They all said you weren't real. Apparently, in the flesh. Okay, well, it's official. That's PSA. The PSA.
Santa is real.
Do you want to hit him with the real PSA, Santa?
Yes.
Saint Nick?
It's that special time of year, and WMFO would like to wish all of our listeners the very best for their winter holidays, however you may celebrate them. There's nothing wrong with the responsible enjoyment of inebriants, but if you're under the influence, if you're buzzed, if you're hammered, if you're hosed...
If you want to talk to the kids,
if you're toasted
slizzard.
Or if you just ate a lot of ice cream, please don't even think about driving a motorized vehicle. Please walk, take public transportation, call a cab, or get to the party in a group with a designated sober driver. Better yet, do your friends a favor and be the designated sober driver. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, the radio station that wants all of its freeform loving listeners back in the new year. What a nice message.
So that part about the ice cream, is that just slang for drinking too much?
Or? Nope, that's just a cautionary tale. Don't eat a lot of ice cream. Basically... Listen to your parents when they say dinner before ice cream.
She's saying Ronnie was right all along.
Yeah. I think I might throw up.
But you haven't yet.
But I haven't yet.
Or do you still feel, well, this is an off mic, off camera conversation.
This is
maybe
on mic. I'm gonna be fine.
So everyone can calm down.
Yes.
Do you want to share any Christmas stories or Hanukkah stories? Or not even stories, just thoughts?
I'm really getting into the Christmas spirit this year.
You
and
really are.
I don't celebrate Christmas.
I love it. What do you celebrate?
What? Hanukkah?
Oh, right. can I tell a few of my favorite Christmas
yes.
stories that I definitely haven't planned ahead? Oh, my God.
No.
Just kidding. I actually didn't plan them ahead, and it's going to be very obvious. But I remember there was this kid in my middle school, and he would get really upset whenever... Do you know the song Dominic the Donkey?
I don't know.
He goes, Dominic the Donkey, with like an Italian accent. I don't know.
No, I don't.
I don't know why
okay.
that song exists. Why the Italians are singing about donkeys, but that's not my place.
Mm.
But he would get super like upset whenever someone would sing that song because his name was Dominic.
Ah, I see.
And like, I don't really see why it would make him upset, but he was just very emotional. He was in tune with his emotions.
Sounds like middle school.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a story from our DJ whose name is Pepperosaurus.
That's true. Happens to be really good at moving slowly on all fours, kind of with a gazed look in his or her eye.
Like a cat, almost.
Like a cat.
Cat
but
mixed with a dinosaur.
Yeah. I'd say so. Yeah.
True story.
Wait, do you have any Christmas stories? Hanukkah stories? Like, you're accidentally frying latkes and then, like...
Latkes?
Sorry. Oh, whoops. I think I was thinking of latchkey. You know that?
No.
It's like a... I don't know if that's, like, a good term. Maybe I shouldn't have said that on air. No, it's just, like, when, like, kids' parents wouldn't... I remember I read a book about a latchkey kid. And, like, his mom... They didn't have a lot of money, but his mom didn't buy grapes because they used a lot of pesticides. You know what I'm talking about?
No idea.
What about, Oh my God, remember, why am I talking about this? We have a 14 minute song we have to play.
And we only have 16 minutes.
Oh, wait, we have to recap what songs we played.
You do
just
that
just super fast. Okay, the best Christmas song, officially, besides the other official best song, which is coming up, so everyone can calm down. Christmas time is here, and then Little Saint Nick, and then Santa Claus is coming to town. Shout out to my dad who showed me that song. Probably the biggest piece of advice he's ever given to me. Listen to Joseph Spence, Santa Claus is coming to town. I'll be home for Christmas, Al Green. The River, Joni Mitchell. Blue Christmas, Elvis Presley. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, DMX. Father Christmas, The Kinks. Pearl Snowflakes. Backdoor Santa. And then we're going to play a song. Oh, it's been playing all along.
No, I thought I paused it.
Oh, I think I unpaused it by accident. Should we play the music again? Okay, cool. Should I start it halfway throughout the song? I feel like that's part of the charm.
Sure.
This has been a professional episode so far. I don't know if you've noticed.
The sleigh bells are ringing and the carolers are singing while the air end of all humanity. No more time for last minute shopping. It's time to face your final destiny. It's Christmas at ground zero. There's panic in the crowd. We can dodge debris while we trim the tree underneath a mushroom cloud. Or Jack Frost on your windowsill. But if someone's climbing down your chimney, you better load your gun and shoot to kill. Oh, it's Christmas at ground zero. And if the radiation level's okay, I'll go out with you and see all the new mutations on New Year's Day.
Step me back. Christmas unicorn in a uniform made of gold, with a billy goat beard and a sorcerer's shield and a mistletoe on my nose. Oh, I'm a Christian holiday. I'm a symbol of original sin. I've a pagan tree and a magical wreath and a bow tie on my chin. Oh, I'm a pagan heresy. I'm a tragical Catholic shrine. I'm a little bit shy with a lazy eye and a penchant for sublime. Oh, I'm a mystical apostasy. I'm a horse with a fantasy twist. Though I play all night with my magical kite, people say I don't exist. For I make no full apology for the category I reside. I'm a mythical mess with a treasury chest. I'm a construct of your mind. Oh, I'm hysterically American. I've a credit card. Just like